Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It'll be a fast-moving show today. We're going to start out during the first hour. We'll be joined by publisher Scott Welch, publisher of Muscle Insider, to talk about the fall of an empire. Muscle Mag and Oxygen magazines are on the bankruptcy chopping block. I don't think anyone out there is surprised. The magazine industry is reaching challenges all the time. But it saddens many of us because many of us cut our teeth on some of these magazines. Then we're going to switch it up. Back in 2008, I had Howard Vlieger on my show, and we talked about the dangers of GMO soy specifically. Well, back then, they were working on a study. 5 years later, after the peer review process, the study is out, and it hits the mainstream media today. Let's see who picks it up. This is very, very powerful, powerful study on pigs that shows that genetically modified corn and soy cause illnesses that look just like in humans, IBS, ulcerative colitis, GERD, and so many other problems. And this pig model is a very, very important study. We'll talk about that when we have Howard on the show. So those out there are still sitting on the fence about genetically modified foods. Keep your ears open for this particular interview. Then we're going to switch it up. You remember that walnuts could not say that they were heart healthy. Well, thanks to Dr. Claire Berryman and Dr. Penny Chris Etherton, walnuts finally are vindicated. A study shows that they are, in fact, heart healthy. So let's see what the mainstream picks up on that as well. But let's start out right away welcoming Scott Welch to the show. How are you doing, Scott?
Great. Thanks very much, Carl, for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. So first of all, before we start talking about the subject at hand, let's let people know more about you and why this is something that you have great insight into. You began publishing your own magazine for the bodybuilding industry up in Canada when?
2010, we launched Muscle Insider magazine at the Arnold Classic.
There you go. And obviously, has the journey been predictable to you, or have there been challenges within the magazine industry that were unforeseen now that you look back at where you started?
I definitely think that the inflation going up has really changed the way things have worked. I also think, obviously, the internet and the popularity of social media has really affected the consumption of media for human beings. And now, more than ever, we need to have fast, rapid delivery of time-sensitive news via Twitter, via Facebook, and the advent of podcasts have really opened the doors to different media platforms to reach consumers. And I think that this sort of something that people didn't expect to see how explosive this would be, and with the advent of phones and the progression of things like the iPhone, etc., I think that obtaining the information and has been even easier than ever. So I don't think any of us really saw that coming, but the cost of paper going up, the cost of fuel going up have really changed the publishing business as a whole. But I think the more progressive companies that sort of anticipated this, things like RX Muscle and bodybuilding.com and some of these other sites, Flex Online, MuscularDevelopment.com, these sites have obviously MuscleInsider.com. We've obviously anticipated the need that consumers have for rapid information. Some of the publishers out there that have not adapted to this and expected things to just go back to the way they were have been sadly mistaken.
Okay, you and I did a show, and we paid homage to the passing of Robert Kennedy, and we talked about some of the challenges that his magazines faced. I don't know if I shared on that show or not, but I had spoken to Robert Kennedy on two different occasions at two bodybuilding shows, one of them being the Arnold, about allowing me to produce a podcast for him. He was very interested in this. I said, let me produce your podcast. Well, I know how to circulate it. I know how to build an audience. You already have a good audience. Let's do this. And he confided in me that he had all of his efforts focused on digitizing the magazine, delivering it to people digitally. This was a very, very big push for him. He obviously saw the importance of this, but for some reason could not turn on a dime, so to speak, and get it all to work quickly. Had you heard these rumors as well, by any chance?
Every magazine in the industry is considered to doing digital versions of their magazine. And the trouble with it is advertisers simply don't want to pay for pages inside a digital magazine as easy as it was willingly as they do to do a sample program or to do YouTube videos or to do print ad pages. So what they routinely want to have is that for free added value just in why they, you know, they're already advertising. So a lot of magazines have done that. I mean, the RK Publishing has gone into that. I'm not aware that the bigger titles out there like Muscle Fitness and Flex and Muscular Development have gone that way fully. It also has effects on your international versions of your magazines when consumers can get the content and replace it. They're just going to copy-paste it off their iPad and then post it on a blog or a forum, and it really affects your international licensing opportunities. But I think that, you know, Muscle Mag has a lot of strength that they've had, but I don't think that they were any MuscularDevelopment.com or an RxMuscle or a BodyBone.com in terms of embracing the technology at the same level as some of these other magazine groups have.
You know, it's very interesting what you say, because I'm challenged by this too. When I got off of terrestrial radio and became internet-based radio slash podcast distribution, I was hampered how fast I could grow by the attitudes that the advertisers who make all of this stuff possible, let's face it, in your industry and my industry, if we don't have advertisers, we can't afford to do the things we do. We are really kind of hobbled by advertisers coming up to speed in understanding the power of digital distribution of information. So it's interesting that you point that out. And what while you were saying that, what came to my mind was the Microsoft model versus the Macintosh slash Apple model. And if you can get with people, like people share my podcast all the time. They place it on their websites and so on. And I've never tried to control how the shows are distributed once I produce them and put them out there. But the nice thing about me is it's an end-to-end product. It can't just be easily stripped out. It can be stripped out, but it can't be easily stripped out. So a lot of times the commercials run right along with it. I guess with digital, they have the opportunity to just strip out the text and abandon anything else that rides along with it. So it seems to me that if you are going to be challenged with this, the idea of the Microsoft model would be one to try to emulate, and that is get these individuals to say, look, you want to rip us off a little bit, fine, just let the advertisements ride along with it. What do you think about that statement?
I think it's great, but I mean, consumers are selfish in terms of what they want is information. I think, you know, when they can just go into Google and type in arm exercises, and like as recent Pro Bodybuilding Weekly did a radio interview with Bill Geiger, and he was one of the top people at Muscle Mag, and he had said that a simple Google search would reveal close to 10,000 different arm building strategies. And if you can get these free routines or you can get a sample diet from like a De Palumbo online, people are not going to spend the money, $1,000 for a diet. They're just going to take it and they're going to adjust it to their weight. But I think that what was fascinating in the interview was that Geiger pointed out that Muscle Mag was not just battling the other titles like MD and Flex and Muscle Fitness, they were also battling the internet itself and the desire of people to get effective supplement solutions or training solutions in a way in which they didn't have to pay for it. I mean, what's fascinating to me is that it seems like the newsstand sell-through rates are actually the ones suffering the most in several different sectors. People are grabbing magazines, they're looking at them from a newsstand, but are they actually leaving the store with them?
Oh.
And what's fascinating is if you look at corner stores, independent, smaller variety stores, you're seeing less and less magazine shelf space. And if you look at the big box stores like Costco, you're seeing much more, and Walmart, many more magazine racks that are there, but buyers of all these different stores have to report to retail engineers that look at every shelf space on a per square inch basis. So if you have a cosmetic aisle that you can extend by 2 extra feet or put 2 extra feet of energy drinks in, where are you going to make the most profit per square inch shelf space in a store? The store can't get larger, so magazine racks, comic book racks, all these other things are diminishing, which is why we've gone away from newsstand as far as a method of delivery, because it's all about what is your sell-through. And typical in magazine publishing within fitness, a 30% sell-through rate is actually considered to be a success, which in other words means 70% of those magazines are shredded. So if you're getting a magazine print run of 100,000 copies printed, and the sell-through rate is typically standard, and I've been told right from Kennedy that 30% was considered a success, 35% unheard of. Bill Phillips, who I met with, the former owner of Muscle Media 2000, who you're very familiar with, sure. I had a three-day meeting with him several weeks ago in Denver at his transformation center. He said that Muscle Media in the day hovered between a 35% sell-through rate to a 65% sell-through rate. If you consider industry standards at that time, could have been around 30 to 35%. You had a very engaged consumer. But now, speaking to Bill, he was saying, you know, the times have changed completely. But what the whole magazine publishing industry has covered up is the 70% shred rate. If 30% are selling, the other 70% are being sent to the garbage can, which is why advertisers aren't seeing necessarily the return on investment that they need to see. So they're going to Facebook fans pages that they're creating for themselves, or they're doing forum sponsorships, or web banner advertising, or email blasts, or just sampling more, or working with trade deals or more trade shows. So they're trying to surround the consumer with different methods of delivery. Podcasting is quite popular. YouTube is quite popular in terms of training videos or sponsoring contest coverage. But it is not anymore just put it on the newsstand and expect it to sell at the same record levels that it used to.
Right. No, it makes perfect sense. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, let's go back a little bit and talk about the inception of Muscle Mag and then when Oxygen Magazine came along and the differences between these two titles. Then we're going to address what bankruptcy really means to these magazines. Are these titles gone forever? Perhaps not. Will one survive? Will both survive? We're going to get into this a little deeper as we flesh out the fall of an empire. And very, very sad. A wonderful man, Robert Kennedy. His magazines have filed bankruptcy. We're talking with Scott Welch. And he is the publisher of Muscle Insider, which has been Canada's number one bodybuilding magazine. And perhaps that title is even to a greater degree solidified in this day. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultra Male RX, Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Wherever you call your battlefield after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula, AmNutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors, no GMOs, less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition, AmNutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleamnutrition.com. That's muscle, AmNutrition.com.
Recover!
AmNutrition. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com for a free brochure.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking to Scott Welch, publisher of Muscle Insider magazine, Canada's number one bodybuilding magazine, about the fall of an empire. Muscle Mag and Oxygen magazine have filed bankruptcy. Ironically, Elisa received what probably is the last issue of Oxygen magazine that she'll ever get yesterday. Well, at least for now. But when did Muscle Mag come on the scene?
1974 is when they were. It was released, and Oxygen was 1997.
Yeah, and so okay, so they are in Chapter 7 bankruptcy. For those of you who understand bankruptcy court, this is a not a reconstruction bankruptcy. This is a hold the major debt holders kind of at bay until whatever assets are available can be auctioned off. And obviously, these two titles have some equity value in them. Do you think that someone will pick them up, one of them, all of them, if you had to predict, both of them? Because there's also another one called Rep Magazine, right?
They have Reps. They have Clean Eating. They used to have Maximum Fitness. I believe that they consolidated Maximum Fitness in with Reps. I think that the most valuable two, obviously, are Muscle Mag and Oxygen. Oxygen has a phenomenal subscription base, and the newsstand sales are strong from what I understand. I have seen a dip in the total advertising pages that have been able to be sold. Typically in magazines, it's a one-to-one ad-edit ratio, which means that if you have a 400-page magazine, there's typically 200 pages of ads. So you can really take a magazine like an Oxygen, you can count the pages divided by two, and you'll see that's usually the page count. Some of the savvy supplement company people, what they do, or competitors to a magazine, is they count the pages of the number of ads. And in a media kit, you get what's called a card rate, and that's basically an inflated number of costs per page. And typically in the industry, you pay 50% of what that rate is. So if a magazine says they charge $10,000 for a page of ads, it's typically 50% of that. So if you take that 50% number, say $5,000 in this case, and you multiply it by the number of pages of ads, you can typically calculate what the cash income is
right
for most magazines. If you see a decline in page count, you can see the cash flow lowering, and you can see that they're not as healthy as a company that has larger ads. Muscular Development Magazine is probably the most stable magazine that I'm aware of, because they not only do they have usually a 400-page magazine with roughly 200 pages of ads, but they get those ads from a diversity of different advertisers. And as you know, with a bit of stock training and diversifying your income from as many different advertisers as possible has you much more stable.
Yeah.
So when the declining ad sales have happened with something like Oxygen or total page counts off, I'm not sure of the ad revenue because obviously I don't work there,
right,
then you can sort of see that it's going to be more challenging to do some of the custom shoots and do some of the more newsstand promotions and things that you would be accustomed to seeing magazines do.
So if you had to predict, Scott, of the titles that will end up on the chopping block here, obviously AMI is a suitor to maybe buy one or several of these titles because they already are, you know, in holding of the Weider titles. If a company like AMI was going to step up, do you see them buying all of them, some of them? Do you see any of them being dogs and any of them being stars?
I don't think anyone's really considering Advanced Research Press in on this, which is a real shame because Muscular Development is one of the strongest, if not the strongest, from a huge family with a lot of money.
Right.
I'm really surprised that nobody's mentioning them as a possible purchaser. In the past, I believe they did put an offer in on Flex Magazine when Joe Weider and Ben were selling it. So, I mean, I would also keep them in the running, but Oxygen is definitely, in my opinion, probably leading the market in terms of the brand equity associated with it,
yeah,
you know, over a Muscle Fitness Hers and a Fitness RX Women.
I would agree with you.
It'd be a nice
yeah.
title.
Yeah.
I think, though, that it has to be, whoever does buy it, it wouldn't happen at this stage. From what I understand, David Pecker from AMI was approached last week with trying to negotiate a deal out and did not agree to one. From what I'm told, that if a bankruptcy proceeding goes through, this kind of thing is going to be a lot cheaper to buy.
Well, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. I mean, look, the only people or person that would have stepped up and bought these titles, knowing that a bankruptcy was in the immediate future, would have been somebody who, for whatever reason, was willing to pay much more than they could have or that they would have had they waited until the receivership took over. Because now they can buy for pennies on the dollar versus, you know, a percentage of receivables, what these titles are worth, and they can pick and choose what they want, or they can look at it as a grab bag, you know, using one of the titles as the reason for the purchase and just holding on to the other ones and never doing anything with them. So waiting for the bankruptcy to occur is really a smarter business decision for somebody who really wants these at the best possible price where they can actually take them and make them happen again. And I'm with you on this. I think Oxygen will definitely survive whatever happens here, kind of like the Twinkie survived the company going out of business. But because it's a more mainstream magazine, you know, we just saw the Arnold, Matt Lauer's sent out a press release, I guess it was a couple weeks ago, saying that the Arnold Classic is cutting women's bodybuilding and replacing it with the men's 202 class. And that's caused a great deal of uproar amongst the more hardcore bodybuilding community. But is that not a sign of things to come? Isn't the trend now with bikini and physique groups growing in such large numbers that the masses can relate to those types of physiques, and especially in women, and not the bodybuilding? Is that a possible indicator that Muscle Mag may not survive when it comes out the other end?
I think what's really happening is the word bodybuilding is changing in its definition, and we with Muscle Insider kind of define it as people who want to build their body, and somebody who's drug-free or somebody who wants to have a more men's physique type look. There's people who maybe back in the 80s wanted to look like Hulk Hogan or, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, but today you see Vin Diesel or you see The Rock or you see some of these other people that have a more aesthetic look, a George St. Pierre, and then there's people that still want to be bigger, but I think what you're getting is these people are using effective scientific training methods, nutrition strategies, and supplements to get there faster. It's just the ideal is there's a variety of them. Not every woman wants to look like a female bodybuilder, so they've really been pushing to, as Dave Palumbo called it, reset the female bodybuilding with women's physique.
Right.
So I think that this is actually a positive move for it. I think that, let's face it, the drug use that has been rewarded in women's bodybuilding at the top.
Well, and in bodybuilding, you know, in general, that, you know, are we going to, and okay, so let's say this works, right? Women draw the smallest amount of attention at these bodybuilding competitions, the female bodybuilding. With that being said, let's say this works. Could we see 20 years from now, men's bodybuilding penalizing guys like Branch Warren because he's so freakishly muscular and starting to look for a more manageable, attainable physique as the top bodybuilders out there?
Well, I think they have been penalized in recent times because you have somebody who has a phenomenal look to them with Phil Heath on top of the game, and you have Jay Cutler, obviously, a little bit before him. But, you know, I think the days of the Marcus Rule, I mean, that's not obviously going to appeal, but these are the extremes.
Right.
I think, obviously, there's another market of people that look at that and say, hey, obviously, this is as big as it possibly gets. But they're also moving up the men's physique category, and I believe that they're going to be putting that into the Olympia, I think, this year. So I think that's going to, I know at the recent Toronto Pro Super Show, they brought men's physique here for the first time at IFBB Pro League show.
Wow.
And it was really well attended, and that's a real start. And I had a lot of people that came by our booth that said, hey, that men's physique thing, now there's something that's a little bit more attainable for me as well. But their partner that's with them at the time is be into the huge bodybuilding as well. So we're kind of, as a magazine, forced to diversify a little bit and kind of open our mind. And some of the companies that I've talked to out there, the Advanced Genetics, the Pharma Freaks, the you know, Mutant, and people like that are acknowledging that the type of consumer of supplements is diversifying a little bit as well, and maybe not everybody wants to be, you know, 300 pounds ripped, like a big Rammy or something. I know this new fellow's on the market, but some of them maybe want to look like a Mark Watson or some of these different men's physique type categories,
right,
or these contestants.
Right, right. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up. We're talking to Scott Welch, publisher of Muscle Insider, and we're talking about the recent bankruptcy of Muscle Mag and Oxygen magazines. Whether or not they're going to come back remains to be seen. When we come out from the interview with Scott Welch, we'll be joined by Howard Vlieger to talk about a new study that Vlieger and a doctor, Dr. Carmen from Australia, just published that is undeniable. And I'll explain why it's undeniable. We cannot ignore this any longer, that GMO foods are toxic. And eating them is, in my humble opinion, as stupid as smoking cigarettes. And I hope I've insulted some people out there who smoke cigarettes. I'm sorry. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. For a free brochure.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest Bar, not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
New from Rob Riggish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. You can visit and learn more about Muscle Insider Magazine by going to muscle-insider.com. They've got a lot of great videos, great articles. That is not a complete rendition of the magazine. Is that right, Scott?
Well, no, not exactly. I mean, we distribute in Canada, and we do contest coverage across Canada at the IFBB-sanctioned events, because we obviously acknowledge the Internet as a way of getting unlimited photos up and the speed of contest results and trying to get as close to live streaming as we possibly can. And now with apps like Vine and things like that, we're able to, and Twitter, basically sit in the audience and report results of a show within seconds of it actually happening. So, obviously, once again, adapting to social media, but it starts with the owners, it starts with the partners that I have. All of us have the iPhones, all of us are very enthralled into technology. And if your company as a magazine isn't really a part of it, there's no way we can teach and convince people to embrace technology other than just using it yourself. And
I like Vine, by the way.
I think that's where some of these older publishers haven't. Yeah, have you been experimenting with Vine?
Yeah, because of my kids. That's why. I follow my children on Vine. This is the new American family, you know what I mean? So I don't get to talk to them very much, but I know I get to peer into their lives by the Vines that they post. So it's really cool. Okay, so a lot of people are trying to put the demise of these magazines on the shoulders of Tosca Reno, saying that, there's lots of crude statements. Once Bob Kennedy was out of picture, it was clear that Tosca could not run these magazines and blah, blah, blah. But knowing what I know about business, this is not something that happened just from the period of time that Robert passed away to now. This type of a bankruptcy where you actually accumulate literally millions of dollars in debt and are forced into bankruptcy court by the process of receivership because you cannot pay your bills any longer, had to start while Robert Kennedy was still running the magazine. Do you think I'm off base on that?
I think that there's been a time, some changing times. I mean, they were originally in... I used to work for Muscle Mag International at a location where they had a store, and above that is where they put the magazine together. Then moved to another office in Mississauga, which was a decent office but had a really huge warehouse. And then they ended up moving. Bill Geiger cited the problem starting in, he said, 2009 when they moved to a state-of-the-art facility with two stories, and that pushed their rent costs very, very high. So I think that definitely happened. They also were, he said, tied into a 10-year lease with that. So I think that definitely you know, set the table for this to not not be a profitable, as profitable of a business as what they needed to be. But what was fascinating to see in time was the RX Muscle form and MuscleDevelopment.com really form, obviously Get Big and Bodybuilding.com, and Muscle Mag, if you look back, didn't seem to go with them. They didn't really push their forum as much. They didn't do the live contest coverage that the online site leaders were doing in the U.S. Would you go to, like I went to at the North Americans, and I was at the Olympia and the Arnold, et cetera, and you would see these companies with whole fleets of teams to report the live coverage. And last year I was actually solicited by Muscle Mag to come and help them improve the online strategy, because I do marketing consulting for a lot of different companies in the industry. I've worked with about 25 in the last 4 or 5 years. And what when I suggested that they sort of take a look at some of these smaller, more efficient website companies or companies that have embraced the technology, there was just this feeling of, hey, that's really not, you know, not what we want to do to be like them.
Do you think they turned their nose up at it as it's not real publishing because they were more of a, what's the word I'm looking for? But not an organic company, but they saw themselves as a publisher and defined themselves in what publishers were yesteryear, and felt that that was real publishing, and deviating and doing this other thing, that's not real publishing. What do you think?
Unfortunately, obviously leadership starts at the top, and when you have younger company leaders, I think they embrace technology a lot easier. Mm-hmm. In Bill Geiger's interview done this week, he said that Bob Kennedy didn't use email. So I think that you know, a lot of the leadership needs to happen at the top with these companies, and I think that publishers need to look at that. They're not print publishers; they're content publishers. Their goal is to deliver information to help people get in better shape in whatever platform makes it efficient for the customer. And I don't think that that was necessarily maximized. I think that if you're going to stay in this game, it has to be a integrated communication with the consumer, whereby you're using social, you're using your website, you're obviously using event live, you're using print, and each can reinforce each other. But you know, you have to be a multi-company.
Yeah, you can't ignore any distribution method. You have to find a way to, it's like rounding up horses and saying, well, I only want white horses, and you know, there's only 5% of all the horses you find, so you're going to just let the other ones rot, just throw them away and ignore them. No, you could ride them too. Learn how to saddle them and ride them. And I think that any way you can distribute your media and see yourself more as a distribution point than just a publisher, because that was the demise of the railroad industry. You know, they saw themselves in a very narrow way. They didn't see themselves as a from point A to point B, we can carry anything type of an organization. So, I mean, they gave up a lot of, and then obviously they came back in later years, but you're right. I think that maybe they had just too narrow a view of what they were. A print and paper company as opposed to distributing information. You know, you were very honest. You almost like, when I was listening to you explain the metrics of how magazines work and so on, I kind of felt like that you are like the Kia. You know, the car, the Kia, you go in, it's one price, you don't have to haggle. And you're kind of like the Kia of the publishing industry. It's like, look, this is how we do it. Let me show you how we arrive at these prices and stuff like that. And I think that's very noble. Has that approach helped you in your own magazine endeavors? And is that something you've learned by watching a lot of these other magazines who play the bait and switch and high and low and all that sort of stuff?
Well, I have a degree in nutrition, and I've been a marketing consultant to the supplement industry, working in it for roughly 15 years. I bought all of the media. I bought media for, at one time, budgets in excess of $30 million a year. And I bought all of the print media from all of these different magazines, so I've heard the pitch on the other side. And I've also been the head of the marketing departments and been frustrated with lack of editorial integration that magazines are oftentimes unwilling to do. But what's fascinating to me is how they're so willing to do it now. And this is sort of a case where I think that the younger people leading the supplement companies are now saying, hey, I want more value. I want more integration of my product. I want you to help educate and inform my consumers of the products that I have. And the consumers are demanding to have more information as well. And it's funny because my sales strategy has been probably flawed because I've been too honest with customers. And oftentimes that I sort of believe that, hey, if I help these people become more profitable and do better business and engage the consumer more effectively, then they'll return with, if they're going to say anything, they're going to say, hey, you know what, at least he was honest with me and helped me to build my business. And my belief is if I help them build their business, then I'm going to prosper because I'm a piece of it. I'm a part of it. So my significant other, Janet Locke, is my fiance, and she's actually the head of our sales, and she has a 10-year track record of consumer packaged goods advertising and with ad agencies, et cetera, in Toronto. So she's been more so on putting together integrated programs and long-term multi-platform deals with internet interfaced with social media, with Twitter, with sampling, et cetera. So our goal is really to say, how do we get our reader, get them educated with a product, get them to learn more about the product in a way which is convenient to them, and then how do we get them to try it? So it's more of a 360-degree solution rather than just, hey, you want to, you know, we're not selling meat like a one-page ad. And a lot of times in this industry, it's when you hear these people selling these old-school magazines and you hear their pitch, and it's like, okay, well, are you telling me, one of the biggest lies that the companies aren't telling is what the percentage of sales of copies are in Canada versus U.S.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard as little as 5% copies in the Canada versus U.S. I've heard as high as 10. But if, say, in the example of a magazine, a very popular magazine, actually, that says that they have 100,000 copies sold, but they also say that 5% of those copies are in Canada, 95% of those are in the U.S. They say that when they're doing a sale pitch to a U.S. company. That means that's only 5,000 copies in Canada that are sold. We're printing and distributing 20,000 copies locally, and we don't put them on newsstand because
right.
we know the consumers aren't wanting to buy them as much. So we give them the vitamin health stores, and when you buy a supplement, you get this magazine. But that is really getting on the internet, and we feel that our whole business model is built without any need for newsstand sales or any need for subscriptions. So we are 100% funded from advertisers, but it makes us have to educate and inform the consumer in a way in which they're going to learn how to use products, how to use training and nutrition strategies. But, you know, we don't have lavish salaries. We don't have a deputy editor, a managing editor, an editor-chief, a senior editor, and all these just nonsense.
Yeah, right.
You know, I've always wondered why an editor-in-chief can't proof their own work or at least assign their own work and edit their own work. I mean, why do they need a managing editor and an assignment editor and a science editor and a nutritionist?
Because that was the old model of publishing, and that's exactly what we're talking about here. They're stuck in a time warp. They can't redefine. When you look at places like Silicon Valley, these places have been hotbeds for novel interpretations and repurposing of industries because they thought outside the box. But when you have somebody who only sees themselves as this, and they learned it from their previous job, so they emulate their publishing company the way they, from where they came. It's hard to break out of that box. And I think that was really part of the demise, unfortunately, of these magazines we're talking about. I want to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the role of the advertiser in all of this. Because you've said some things that have really made me think hard. And I want to talk more about this. We're talking with Scott Welch. He is the publisher of Muscle Insider. We're talking about the fall of an empire. Muscle Mag and Oxygen Magazine have filed bankruptcy. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to
superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay. So we're talking about the publishing industry. But the publishing industry and the advertisers or sponsors that support these magazines play a role in a lot of this. Their resistance to perhaps wanting to move to digital media distribution because they don't understand it or whatever. When I go to the Arnold Classic, Scott, I walk up and down these aisles and I see a repetitive showing of the same supplement categories with different labels on them. And don't you think part of the problem is also consumers are much more discriminating today. And when you have such a narrow niche, say like bodybuilding, the offering of products almost becomes deafening. You know, how many protein powders can you advertise? And see, the reason I even thought of this is because on my show, I have strong opinions. And my listeners call me out. Hey, Carl, why do you have that company advertising when you rail against this, this, and that?
And I've had to bounce advertisers just recently because of an outpouring of people who said, how can you have this guy on? How can you have that guy on? And so because I have strong opinions, I get a lot of back pressure from the audience to select advertisers that meet the mission of the show, for instance. But with a lot of the magazines out there, I mean, they don't take a position which is better than the other. And so you got 30 different protein powders, you got 30 different nitric oxide boosters, you got 30 different myostatin inhibitors, and the noise level is just so high. Do you think that that's part of the reason that magazines that are in those narrow niches are having these problems? Because they really need to broaden their offerings somehow, break out of that mold?
Well, I think there's a number of things that are happening. I mean, and pointed out some really great points here. Something like the Arnold Classic with a different variety. I mean, if you take a look at different categories, you have all kinds of different shampoo. You have all kinds of different options for potato chips. You have gum, candy bars. There's all kinds of different things, fragrances. So I don't think it's a case of the consumer the consumer is the one who's driving this, is they want different variety. A trend that I'm seeing that's happening is there's more customized product formulas. Like, you're starting to see different flavors, obscure flavors. I think Cellucor recently had a margarita-flavored pre-workout, and it's like, wow, that's very different from what you typically see. And so consumers are demanding to not have the standard chocolate vanilla strawberry that they were once given, but they're also demanding to have good quality, good purity. I think some of these companies have really gone down that road with the cleanness of their product formulas. And so the consumers now has tons of options, and with the internet, you're allowing yourself to have more mass customization. I mean, customized running shoes from Nike, and you're having different things like that, make your own t-shirts. You weren't able to do this as easily without the internet to help facilitate this. But the magazines are in a very difficult position because, you know, a lot of these products are all very, very good products. And yet the advertiser may say, hey, I want you to review it and tell the readers what is indeed the best one. But it's very difficult. I mean, do you say that a whey concentrate is that much better than a whey isolate for somebody who's on a real strict budget or somebody who lost their job? Should we be pushing them to have an isolate and go the extra price? Is one plain creatine monohydrate product much better than the other plain creatine monohydrate product if they're both very well priced? I think it becomes a case of, the consumer is going to decide if they are going to go online and shop. I mean, everybody is getting that. And I think that the big change that you're seeing in every category of consumer goods is just consumers are now becoming more informed, and they're getting to know what the products are all about, and they're getting different forum feedback on it or Facebook feedback on it. And then they're going to the store, and sometimes they're more informed than the person that's working at the store. And they know exactly why this ingredient is added, or they know what the legal product ingredient might be in one formula or another. So I think that it's difficult. But what I found the most dramatic change that I've seen in the magazine publishing business, if you look at an old magazine from the 80s or the 90s, and I have a whole collection of them going way back, the content that's devoted to, as a percentage, to training, nutrition, gossip, drugs, and supplements has really, really changed. I've seen that the drugs have been pretty much eliminated from, I mean, the discussion of how to use steroids has been eliminated from almost all magazines, with the exception of Muscular Development. And a lot of that's because of advertising pressure.
Right.
Distribution pressure. Some of the TNA has had to be eliminated because of companies like Walmart. In fact, years ago, Steve Blackman himself told me that he had to remove his D-cup column, I think is what he called it, from Walmart, because he said at the time Walmart represented 50% of the sales of all magazines in the U.S. at the time. So I think that sometimes the magazine may change for a business or economic reason in a way that it may not be apparent to consumers. But there's, maybe there's a less percentage of training in our case, because we know you can go on YouTube and find a training feature on our training video on, you know, a Phil Heath or a Kai Greene or any of the top guys and learn how do you learn karate from a book versus a video? I mean, there's no comparison.
Yeah.
So I think that training content, teaching someone how to do abs in a magazine is it makes absolutely no sense versus showing them how to do it on a video, how to train them. So think that the editorial content and the sameness that you're seeing, the consumer's demanding to see different flavors. They're demanding to see open label disclosure in terms of the number of active milligrams of every active that's in it. I think you're seeing the regulatory bodies in the supplement industry cracking down both in the U.S. and in Canada. The FDA is getting involved in obviously inspecting some of these manufacturing facilities. And like another change that was recent that was fascinating to me was any sex pill that is going from Canada into the U.S. is automatically stopped and lab tested, which because they just expect that they're going to have trace amounts of erection drugs that have been released in the product.
Right, right.
Now, this isn't all the case, but this did happen to somebody at the Arnold Classic, a company, and they were really surprised by it. Of course, they didn't have any in it, but there is a lot of these shady companies that just get set up, and they are wanting people to really feel it, so they spike it with drugs, and it's really unfair to the consumers, and it's unfair to people who are doing it the right way. So I think that there's a lot of variables that are up right now.
Well, and we're coming to the end of the interview. We really only have about a minute, but one of the things that I'm working hard at is not just going for the low-hanging fruit, but trying to get the advertisers. You know, look, sure, the bodybuilding community is about bodybuilding, but they buy cars, they go to movies, they go, you know, they buy mutual funds. And these are the other advertisers that we need to start getting into the fold. That's part of the problem, I think, for people like me and you and everybody out there who is delivering information to a niche, that somehow the other advertisers out there think that all these people do is buy protein powders and gym memberships. No, they buy cars. They go to movies. They buy mutual funds. They, you know, they take vacations. We need the cruise ships. We need people advertising. We need to broaden that scope. We need to avoid the low-hanging fruit. That's my message right now. I'm personally doing this. It's very difficult. I just passed up an advertiser because I felt like I'm just going to dilute the response of my existing advertisers if I bring this guy on. You know, so anyway, but look, with that being said, I want to thank you so much for taking time to come on the show to talk about this. It's an important topic. And
thank you.
A lot of respect for what you're doing with Muscle Insider. Go to muscle-insider.com. You can subscribe there. Scott Welch, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you so much, Carl. I really appreciate it.
Take care. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to be joined by my good friend Howard Vlieger. And we're going to talk about a conclusive study that really does show that GMO foods, especially corn and soy, are toxic to health. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Way Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Way Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Way Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Way Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Way Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Way Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Way Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Way Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. My next guest is a friend of the show. Last time he appeared on the show was back in 2008, I believe. And it's Howard Vlieger. How you doing, Howard?
Good, thank you.
And when we had you on the show last time, we talked about genetically modified soy at that time. You had been kind enough to send me pictures of the stomachs of pigs that had been processed. And we talked about the fact at that time that the genetically modified soy was causing problems in these pigs that look just like some problems that humans have in great degree in our society today. Things like IBS and GERD and ulcerations of the lining of the stomach and intestines and so on. Do you remember that interview, Howard?
Yes, sir, I do.
Now, little did we know at that time that you were already engaged in a study with a doctor from Australia, correct?
I can't remember the exact timeline of when the study was versus our program, but I started communicating with her in early 2008.
Okay. The reason I'm bringing this out is because today, Australia time, which was last night, 8:30 Eastern Coast time, a study was published that you are the co-author of, along with Dr. Carmen, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So tell my audience what give them an idea of what the study was and what you guys found.
I want to preface by the thing that prompted us to do the study. We were seeing consistently that when animals were fed corn and or soy from GM crops, that we were having problems like ileitis, salmonella, bloody bowel, and ulcers, specifically in the pigs. And on a number of occasions, we would take away the GM feed, the problem would go away, you put it back, the problem came back. I was calling this circumstantial evidence or a coincidental happening. And at that time, I was doing a lot of work with one of my good scientist friends, Dr. Elaine Ingham, and she said, Howard, that's anecdotal information, now take it to the next level to do the scientific study. And thankfully, we were able to make the connection with Dr. Carmen to do this. We took the pigs from their mother when they were weaned, and we equally divided them for size and sex. into equal groups, and then randomly selected, we drew the numbers from the hat to say which group was going to be fed what feed, and we fed them GMO corn and soy in their a typical pig ration like you would feed,
right,
and non-GMO corn and soy in the same premix, same typical ration. We fed them all the way to what would be a typical slaughter weight, or the amount of time it would take to get them to the slaughter weight, because there were some that were a little small in both groups. And then when they were slaughtered, we had them all identified. We had them all ear tagged. We had them all tattooed in case an ear tag fell out. We took them to the slaughterhouse on two subsequent days, and when they were slaughtered, we collected all the viscera, or the internal organs, the organs, the heart, the liver, the lungs, everything, the intestines. We retrieved all the body parts. We had them all in identified containers. We put the proper solution in there to preserve the viscera. And this was all coordinated back to which pig it came out of. And then we had two very qualified licensed practicing veterinaries do a full autopsy on all of the innards of the pigs. We weighed all of the organs, and the veterinaries inspected them and gave their professional opinion on what they saw. This was all recorded by one individual, so there was no variance in how the data was taken down. And then all of that information, Dr. Carmen took it and put it into the scientific
model.
Document. I don't remember the name of it. She showed it to me, but I can't tell you the name of what it was. And that gave us the statistical analysis of what drew a red flag. And the two things that were very significant finding and very concerning: the severe stomach inflammation in the GM-fed pigs. When you average the male and the females together, it was 2.6 times more likely that they were going to have severe stomach inflammation than the non-GM-fed. And in the breakdown between males and the females, the males were actually 4 times more likely to have severe inflammation. The females were 2.2 times more likely to have the inflammation. And then the other factor that showed up was a 25% increase abnormal weight of the average of the uterus of the GM-fed pigs.
Wow.
We were not expecting that particular finding per se, so had that been known in advance, and of course every time you do a study you learn what you need to do in the next study, but had that been known in advance, then definitely the uterus should have been kept for further histological work in the laboratory.
Well, I want to intervene here for a second. One of the things you said on that show back in 2008 was, aside from these gut and digestive changes in the GM-fed pigs, you also said that their litters dropped dramatically. And you and I talked about that on the show. I remember this because I started to think, there's a rash of infertility in this country today that no one can put their finger on. And you told me that their litter numbers dropped and the frequency of litters dropped when they were fed GM crops. Could that be part of the reason, the changes in the uterus of the female pig?
I guess I'm not going to speculate on what the specific cause could or would be. There have been numerous scientific studies between now and that time period, 2008, that a multi-generational study, in fact, that was conducted when they fed GM to the lab animals, 3 generations, they were completely sterile.
Uh-huh.
So what's exactly causing it? I don't know that anyone can give you a pinpoint answer on that
at this time.
The biggest question that anybody and everybody should be asking is, where is the so-called science that documents the safety of any of these genetically engineered crops. They say, well, we've done all these studies. Well, guess what? All the studies that have been done have not, most of them have not been peer reviewed and published in a journal. And many of them are designed in a fashion where they couldn't find anything wrong if they tried.
Okay, I want to mention something now. The relevance of this study that Howard Vlieger and Dr. Carman have done. Pigs have a greater likeness to humans than mice or rats. Pigs are actually a better model for scientific research for what will most likely happen to humans when subjected to the same conditions as the pigs. The problem with pigs is most studies require 100 or hundreds, and it's a lot easier to house 100 rats than it is to house and maintain 100 pigs. But we know it has been established for decades now, going back into the 80s, that pigs are a better model for human research, not done on humans, than rats or mice. We know that pigs have a very, almost identical digestive system as we do. Many of their glands are the same as ours. Remember, they used pig hearts back in the day as the early heart transplant. The gold standard for thyroid hormone is made by the bacon company, Armour, which is Armour thyroid. It's just desiccated pig thyroid. That's all it is. They just dry it out at a certain temperature, put it in capsules, and people take it, and it works perfectly, better than the synthetic stuff. So, when we look at research in pigs, you must give greater gravity to the results than research done in mice and rats. Not to mention that pigs are a similar size as we are. They are in the 100, 200, 300 pound range. Well, unfortunately, there's a lot of 300 pound humans today. So when we look at the dose versus size ratio, you don't have to extrapolate. This is really interesting stuff. We're going to take a quick commercial break. I'm telling you that this is really important research that has been done here. Will it be picked up by the mainstream media is the question. Will people start to say, you know, the jury's really not out on GMO. I think I will avoid it. Remember, Hugh Grant, the CEO of Monsanto, says that those of us who don't want to eat GMO food, we're just elitists. We're not thinking about the rest of the world. Well, guess what? We are thinking about the rest of the world, because GMO foods most likely cause terrible diseases in the people and animals that eat them. So you make the decision. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now. Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing. But go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is a really important discussion, and we need to spread the word about this. You know, GERD medications are some of the most popular medications distributed in the United States. Whenever you see these commercials, you see people holding a hot dog or eating a piece of meat, and they're going, oh, you know, nothing. You know what? They need to replace that hot dog with a piece of corn or some soy product, because this is probably the real root of where these gastric problems come from. Okay, so Howard, what do we know about what risks occur when the uterus becomes heavier in the female pigs? Do we know anything about this?
Well, that's not my field of expertise in any way, shape, or form. But the comments that were made in the paper, and they were just suggestions. It's not anything scientific.
Right.
Again, because that was not anticipated or expected. But the increased size could be a sign of swelling or some anomaly. But again, nothing was further investigated.
Okay.
In that. But it's a significant statistic when there's a 25% increase in that weight,
right,
of the GM fed versus the non GM fed.
What about the changes in the gut and the gastric system in general? Were there any things that we could associate these changes, these inflammatory changes, to any diseases that we see in humans today?
Well, how many things do you want to connect to the gut? First of all, 70 to 80% of the immune system is located in the digestive tract. Look at the varying diseases that have increased in our country, and especially in our children in the last how many years. There was an article in the New York Times that had the four A's: asthma, autism, ADHD, and allergies, meaning food allergies, and the dramatic increase that has been experienced over the last 15 or so years. There was an article, a very well done investigative article that was published or reported on by Dr. Nancy Swanson, that looked at the correlation between the introduction and implementation of genetically modified crops as well as the use of glyphosate-based herbicides.
Uh-huh.
And you look at the graphs of how they have increased, and you can overlay the graphs of the significant increase in these varying diseases in both the population and specifically the children in our country. way back when Dr. Pustai did the first study on the BT potato. He fed the actual BT protein to a group of rats, and he fed the genetically modified potato containing the BT protein as a result of the insertion of the BT into the crop, and he fed the normal potato. Well, there was no problem with the normal potato. There was no problem with the ones that ate the BT. But it's that foreign protein that's generated during the introduction or the genetic alteration to get the characteristics they want in the plant. Well, guess what? Most of the industry studies on animal feeding, they take the actual protein they're going to insert and feed it. They don't take the end product. So,
it's important to distinguish this, because on that show that we did back in 2008, you gave an analogy of playing marbles. The way these proteins are shot into these modified crops, it's not reproducible and it's not specific. It's not like they say, we want to put the protein right here. That's where it belongs. It just ends up wherever it ends up, right?
Exactly. And it's, you know, one of my scientist friends says it's as dirty a science as there is. If it was so precise and so accurate and so pinpoint that of where they would place it, why do they need to use a virus, the cauliflower mosaic virus? Why do they need to use a bacterium, the agrobacterium, which is basically a cancer cell of the soil? Why do they need to use components from E. coli, all as is infection mechanisms to get the establishment of the trait that they're inserting into the crop? If it's so clean and precise and accurate, why do they need all of these things to have it be effective? It's a huge story that's been told that is not, cannot be backed up by any independent sound science. And there are more and more studies that are independent, that are coming out, that are documenting significant harm time and time again. And in some cases, some of the industry's own science, which they have conducted, they said, well, it's safe. Well, then when they're forced to turn over the actual hard data that they collected in the study, which was the case in France, the French Supreme Court forced them to turn over the data on the MON 810 and the MON 863, the industry's own data documented a fact that there was damage to the lab animals that they fed it to, but the industry didn't tell that story. They said everything was fine. And their own data proved that there was significant problems showing up, even in their short-term studies. You know, most of these studies are 7, 14, 21, 30, or at the most 90 days that the industry does. Well, guess what? If you start eating it when you start eating hot, solid food and you eat it until you die, isn't that a lifetime?
Yeah. How long was the study on your pigs?
In essence, it was a lifetime for a market hog. The pigs were taken from their mother at approximately 4 weeks of age, and they were fed for the better part of 5 months. And 6 months is typical from birth to market weight for the majority of the pork.
Holy mackerel. So only 6 months you saw these changes in their guts.
Yes.
Holy mackerel.
They could have been present prior to that, but it's kind of hard to tell until they're dead and you can open them up and lay it out and see. You go back to another study that has been criticized by the industry naturally, that Seralini did on rats, where they fed them for their lifetime. They let them die, and they ate this until they died. Well, 70 to 80% of them either died prematurely or had tumors develop before they died. And that was the ones consuming the GM corn and or the below legal tolerance level of glyphosate, which is the active chemical ingredient in Roundup and other non-selective herbicides, which is the most widely used herbicide ingredient in the world. The outcome was the same for the ones eating the GM corn and drinking the glyphosate. They died prematurely in a significant statistical manner, and they also developed more tumors. Well, guess what? There's research that has come out by lots of independent researchers that are extremely qualified that document it only takes a tenth of a part per million of glyphosate residue to cause significant harm to the beneficial organisms in the digestive tract. Whether it's your gut or a pig's gut or a cow's gut, there are many beneficial organisms that will be present in both. And without them, you have no digestion and you have no control on the opportunistic organisms that cause disease.
Right.
In the case of glyphosate, Dr. Kruger from Germany has documented the fact that the glyphosate kills three of the beneficials, either significantly diminishes them or wipes them out completely, and it allows the Clostridium botulinum to go unchecked, and that leads to chronic and acute botulism, whichever the case may be.
So, have you seen the mainstream media reaching out to you yet, Howard? I mean, I called you within seconds of you sending me this press release. I had you on the phone because I knew how important this was to get out the message, because this is something many of us may be worried about or thinking. Well, I really feel that the gravity of this study is profound. Have you had a lot of the mainstream media reaching out to you or Dr. Judy Carman?
Not a lot from my perspective. I did speak with a very nice reporter, and she did a good job on the story, I thought, from the Chicago Tribune. Kerry Gillum from Reuters has done a story on it. Dr. Carman, of course, is going to receive more of the contacts. She has had, I communicate with her mostly by email because of the time difference
yeah.
between the U.S. and Australia. She has been quite busy, and I did one program with a farm broadcaster in Minnesota this morning, and there are more coming, but it, you know, you couldn't describe it as a tidal wave by any means.
Well, and obviously I wanted to invite Dr. Judy Carman to be on the show, but I know she's in Australia. We have a very hard time getting Australian guests on the show because it's 1 a.m., 2 a.m. in the morning there when we're doing our show here. So it wasn't practical. But, you know, I have invoked your name on my show since 2008. Whenever it became appropriate, when we talked about genetically modified foods, I'd say Howard Vlieger came on this show and talked about those pigs, and I always talked about the IBS, the GERD-like symptoms, the blood in the stool, the lowered litter rates, and so on and so forth. And I just feel, I mean, I've been banging that drum, Howard, since you were on my show back in 2008 till now. And I just feel so vindicated now that this research was done. Now I want to see who pays attention to it, because I'm telling you, folks, we are the lab rats in this whole genetically modified food scheme. And I don't know about you, but I'd rather err on the side of caution for myself, my children, and the people I care about. And you should too. Don't be one of the people 10, 15 years from now when it's undeniable what's going wrong with people who are consuming high amounts of GMO foods to go, oh my God, I wish I wouldn't have, because it's going to be too late. This is just another form of evolutionary selection pressure. It's where you get your information from that's going to determine how long you live now.
And the one thing I would like to add, I've had the good fortune to work with a lot of mothers, specifically in California. If you've heard of the organization Moms Across America, I have worked a lot with educating people about the hazards of GMOs through the Zen Honeycutt and Kathleen Halal, who are the two founders of that group. And I think it's a tremendous idea because moms buy most of the groceries.
Right.
And they both have families. They both have three sons. All three of them have food allergy issues. And I've communicated with them and other mothers and how many medical doctors that see the big picture. And guess what? There's 100% consistent happening. When they get off of GMOs in their food, 100% of them see an improvement in their health. Now, I'm not going to suggest that they would all go from a point of being blind to seeing or being lame to walking, but 100% of them see improvements, and as time goes on, they continue to improve and they continue to get better, and the problems that they experienced early on are significantly reduced because they have purged their diet of the GMOs.
Yeah. Now, Howard, you know what? I got to tell you something. I have great respect and admiration for you because you were one of the people who came out very strong, and you came out strong not from a visceral standpoint, well, this is what I think, but you saw it happening in the hogs, and you thought to yourself, you know what? This is probably happening in some people too. I need to go further with this, and I applaud you for taking the next steps and finding somebody like Dr. Judy Carman and her associates to do this research so that now no one's going to say, well, this is anecdotal. This is not scientific. Yes, it's scientific. It took 5 years of peer reviews to get through, to be published in a journal, folks. So I hope people start taking this seriously. Howard, thank you so much for with such short notice for coming on the show today.
You bet. Thanks for helping tell people about what's going on.
Oh, yeah, always. Take care, Howard.
You too. Thank you.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, another vindication story. The walnut has been vindicated. Guess what? A study shows that it is heart healthy. So now the FDA can let the people who produce walnuts make claims. Boy, one step at a time, it looks like we're really making progress here. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Let's go. In the club with my homies, trying to get a little VI. Keep it down on the low key, low key. She know how it feels. Hey, hey. She was checking up on me. From the game she was spitting in my ear, you would think that she know me, know me. Decided to cheat.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Wherever you call your battlefield, after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula, AmNutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors, no GMOs, less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition, AmNutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleamnutrition.com. That's muscle, AmNutrition.com.
Recover!
AmNutrition.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See Eye Drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See Eye Drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Could Altrian supplement
performance be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. More good news for those of us who eat walnuts. My guests are Dr. Claire Berryman and Dr. Penny Chris Etherton. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's talk about this research that was just published on May 8th, actually. Let's start off with you, Dr. Berryman. How was this study designed, first of all?
So the study was designed to look at the different components of the walnut and then also the whole walnut itself. So we were looking at walnut consumption in acute settings, so people consuming it in the morning and then how their body responded throughout the day. So they came in for four different visits. And for 6 hours, we took blood measurements and looked at artery health to assess how the components, what the components contribute to overall health.
Okay. So, and I'll turn this question over to Dr. Chris Etherton for a second. I remember reading a study many, many years ago that showed that consuming walnuts after a meal that should have produced an inflammatory response postprandial actually reduced the inflammatory response. Is that where the magic is in your study as well?
Well, of course, we really do believe that, walnuts have an anti-inflammatory response. They also benefit, artery health too. They open up the arteries and increase flow-mediated dilation. After a meal, too. And just there are many, many other benefits, including a marked LDL cholesterol-lowering effect. And so that there was a major study done in 1993, came out of Loma Linda University, and it was actually published in the New England Journal of Medicine. And so that about 10% calories from walnuts in the diet lowered LDL cholesterol by 16%.
Wow, that's significant.
Huge.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, so in this study, and let's stay with you, Dr. Chris Etherton, for a moment. In this study, what quantity of walnuts would we have to eat in order to see the results that you found in your research?
Well, we gave 85 grams of walnuts a day, and that's about 3 ounces.
Oh, that's
so that's
much.
A lot. The health claim is for 1.5 ounces, so it's double what the health claim is for.
Okay. And let's go back to Dr. Berryman. Were you able to identify the actual mechanism? Obviously, your research showed that in this particular instance, the benefits were not necessarily related to any type of blood lipid modulation. Is that correct?
That's correct. There's already been a lot of studies done on the cholesterol-lowering effect of walnuts. So, that's not something we would particularly look at postprandially. So in this study, we were looking at a couple different endpoints to look that assess cardiovascular disease risk.
And what were those endpoints?
So we looked at vascular health, so basically how the blood vessels respond to acute consumption of walnut or walnut components. And we saw that the walnut oil favorably affected vascular health compared to the walnut skins.
Now, how did it do that? Did it influence the flexibility and some aspect of the endothelium, or how did it do that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So basically, very similar to flow-mediated dilation, we used EndoPAT, which is a newer technique to look at vascular health. So we occlude the blood vessel for, we'll take a baseline reading, then occlude the blood vessel for 5 minutes, and then when we release the blood pressure cuff, the rate at which the blood flows, that's how we, if the blood vessels are more elastic, then that means they're healthier.
So in other words, they would bounce back faster instead of staying kinked longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. Very, very interesting. Okay. You know, I just thought of something. I mean, I just turned 55 yesterday, but I remember my grandparents in their day that there was a term used in medicine called hardening of the arteries. And we don't hear about that as much any longer. But anyway, that's interesting. Okay, so were you able to determine, Dr. Chris Etherton, what the mechanism of action was that influenced the flexibility of the blood vessels? It is said that walnuts contain some small amounts of melatonin, and they have both an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory effect. Was that the reason for this?
So it could be melatonin, and it could be, you know, a whole series of other bioactives or nutrients in walnuts, including vitamin E, which has potent antioxidant effects. And then, you know, many, many factors included in almonds that may have anti-inflammatory effects too. So the decreased oxygen and decreased inflammation together may have played some role, but it might have been something else too.
So will you go digging now to find what the specific mechanism of action is, or is it just enough to know, hey, look, 2 or 3 handfuls of walnuts a day and you're good to go?
Well, the California Walnut Commission does support a lot of research, so I think that this is on their list of research projects that they want to fund and try to understand more clearly why this is happening.
Interesting. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up and discuss this at greater length. We're talking to Dr. Claire Berryman and Dr. Penny Chris Etherton about the cardiovascular benefits of walnuts. They continue. Do you eat walnuts every day? Maybe you should. 1 or 2 handfuls. Good things. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The advanced 7 keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a 1-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
New from Rob Riggish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes The Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the Blueprintbulletin.com today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay, so whole walnuts or their extract oil can improve cardiovascular disease risk based on this research. And we're going to turn this over to Dr. Berryman for a minute. So, one of the things that I've learned about buying walnuts is sometimes they can be rancid. You have to smell them. If they smell like latex paint, throw them away. They shouldn't have a very, very strong smell that way. So, is it safe to assume that the magic is in the oil of the walnuts, that somehow that is where the active components are that are showing this benefit?
In this study, it seems to be what we're seeing, that the walnut oil, at least in acute feeding trial, that it is where the benefits are coming from. And like Dr. Chris Etherton was saying, a lot of the important components of important nutrients are found in the oil portion, like ALA, which is a fatty acid, and gamma-tocopherol, which is vitamin E, and the phytosterols and those sorts of things are found in the oil portion. So it's not extremely surprising that we would see the oil portion benefiting vascular health.
Because one of the things that people can do, I learned this the hard way. You buy walnuts, you get them home, you cut the bag open, you smell them, and there's a very noticeable difference between walnuts that have been around too long and have gotten rancid, and the ones that are fresh. For those who are keen on identifying this, it seems to me that maybe just buying walnut oil, and if we bought walnut oil instead of the 3 ounces that you used of whole walnuts in your diet, Dr. Chris Etherton, how much walnut oil would I take to see equivalent results as you saw in the study?
Well, it would be a little over an ounce, I would say. But, I think one thing to keep in mind is that there were certain endpoints that we measured. And so there are all sorts of other factors involved with stress, like even gut health. And so that walnuts have, the plant protein, they also have fiber. And so that just overall, I think good advice for anybody is to eat whole walnuts.
Okay.
And then also to eat, walnut oil too at times.
Substitute some of your edible oil products with walnut oil for salads and stuff like that, perhaps.
Definitely.
How dramatic was the difference in the rebound of the blood vessel after the acute use of walnuts and walnut oil?
Well, when you're looking at the arteries, obviously they're so small that it is a very small change, but statistically significant, and it's measured in, it's called reactive hyperemia index. So it doesn't have a unit that would be translatable per se.
Mm-hmm.
It's a couple tenths, of
an increment, whatever the increment
yeah.
is. Okay, but that's significant. That implies some benefit according to science, right?
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And then also We should point out with the whole walnut, so this is where it comes in, that consuming the whole walnut is also important because we also saw that the whole walnut helped HDL, the good cholesterol, perform more efficiently, more effectively in the reverse cholesterol transport pathway.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely something that we're going to explore further. And HDL, reverse cholesterol transport, is such a, you know, exploding field area of study right now that, you know, we're excited to look at that in other studies and in future research and that sort of thing.
Vascular disorders are very, very prominent today. We hear a lot about vascular disorders, whether they be thrombotic in nature or whether they are just changes in the vasculature that cause blood pattern flow to become less and less in peripheral blood vessels and so on. Do you think you could extrapolate out from your research and say, well, even if cardiovascular disease is not your concern, as we age, we do develop vascular irregularities that could be somehow mitigated by consuming walnuts and walnut oil?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And especially after a meal when you're you consume food and those, you have nutrients and, you know, different chemicals going through your vessels, that sort of thing, causing, you know, damage. And it seems to be that the oil, consuming the walnut oil, can help attenuate that effect.
Now by the term acute, what we're suggesting is that there did not need a long-term effect to accumulate, that this was seen immediately or thereabouts the same day, so to speak, that the first dose was introduced. But is there a cumulative benefit to walnuts and walnut oil, do you think?
Yeah, and there's a lot of chronic feeding studies or controlled feeding studies out there, and most of those are looking at total cholesterol or LDL cholesterol, the bad cholesterol, as the primary endpoint. And have shown a cholesterol-lowering effect with walnut consumption. And that's a lot of what the qualified health claim is based on when it talks about heart health. So definitely long-term health. And there's been studies using flow-mediated dilation with walnuts, and which saw improvements in vascular health with whole walnut consumption.
Mm. Let's turn this back over to Dr. Chris Etherton for a second. So do you think that there's any important timing to understand about walnut consumption or walnut oil consumption? Is it something that we should just take with a meal? Is it important to take it more so in the daytime? Are there certain meals that it would be more appropriate to include them in for beneficial effects? Any thoughts on timing?
Well, that hasn't been studied in great depth. But, you know, the PREDIMED study was just published as a major multi-center primary prevention study that came out of Spain. And these investigators studied 7,500 individuals who were at risk for heart disease. They didn't have heart disease, but they were at risk for heart disease. And within a five-year period, a Mediterranean-style diet that included 30 grams of nuts a day, about 1 ounce, of which 15 grams was walnuts, and then 7.5 grams came from almonds, and the other 7.5 grams came from hazelnuts. You know, those people had fewer events, like over 30% fewer major events, cardiovascular events, after 5 years of consuming that heart-healthy diet, Mediterranean-style diet, with nuts, mixed nuts, of which walnuts, you know, was a predominant nut in
right.
the diet. So these people just ate nuts with meals and as snacks, and so timing really wasn't considered there. And yet they had such truly an amazing benefit for a nutrition study to have these marked benefits on, you know, major coronary events. It's truly a landmark a remarkable finding.
Well, you know how I knew it was smart to eat walnuts for a very, very long time? because they look like little brains when you look at them. and with that being said, what we know about research, a lot of times things that benefit the heart benefit the brain. Is there any research out there that does show some sort of benefit? And we'll turn this over to Dr. Berryman. Any research out there that shows some sort of benefit to the brain as far as walnut consumption goes?
Well, I'll jump in just for a minute. Yeah,
oh, sure, please.
Animal work coming out of Tufts University showing benefits, especially in older, aging mice and rats with walnut consumption. But the PredaMed investigators are going to be looking at the effects of the diet with the Mediterranean-style diet with nuts on cognition in the subjects who were on that particular diet. So stay tuned, and we'll see what they find.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. Listen, I want to thank both of you for coming on the show. I think this is, you know, we know that walnuts are good, and we need to be reminded because what happens is, like myself, you know, I eat a lot of different nuts, but I haven't been eating a lot of walnuts lately. I eat a lot of almonds. I love pecans. I love pecans. But I do have to get back into, and then, of course, I eat a lot of, I eat every single day, I eat three Brazil nuts because of their selenium. So I have to start, going back to eating more walnuts. I used to eat a handful of walnuts with two of my 5 to 6 meals a day, which I know my I have big hands, so I know I was getting well over 3 ounces of walnuts in my diet at that time. And this is a good reminder that it's important to integrate these back into my diet. So I want to thank you for your research, and I would like to invite you back on now as soon as future research becomes available that we could talk about to continue to promote the health benefits of walnut consumption. Does that sound good?
Sounds great.
Okay, so just keep in touch with Ginny. Okay. And as soon as that other study comes out from Tufts, if you can hook us up and put us in touch with whoever, if it's one of you that's involved in that, we'd like to have you back on the show. Does that sound good?
Oh, great. Thank you. Great.
Thanks so much for being on the show today, Dr. Berryman and Dr. Chris Etherton. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, so there you have it. Eat walnuts every day. Like Snoop Dogg used to say, smoke weed every day. No, instead, eat walnuts every day, Snoop. You're getting old, and you probably need the anti-inflammatory effects of walnuts more so than you need the weed. I want to go ahead and thank everybody who was on the show today. Scott Welch, publisher of Muscle Insider magazine. Go to muscle-insider.com to learn more. Of course, Howard Vlieger, the man who is fighting the good fight about the truth about genetically modified foods, for coming back on the show. It's been a long time. 2008 was the last time he was on the show. But like the Led Zeppelin song, instead of "the song remains the same," the message remains the same. Beware of genetically modified foods if you're smart. And then, of course, Dr. Claire Berryman and Dr. Penny Chris Etherton with Penn State University Tufts for coming on the show and talking about the wonderful benefits of walnuts. Don't forget to include walnuts in your meal today. And when you're eating those walnuts, think of me and Superhuman Radio. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Is the Superhuman Channel.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on Superhuman Radio.
AuraMDRadio.com for a free brochure.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use AuraMD. AuraMD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of AuraMD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the AuraMD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but AuraMD, and neither should you.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel.